Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
What do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my first. God almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
As Stroud, little play action to start. Good protection. Airs it out for Collins. He's got it. One play, touchdown, Texans.
In the loop, baby. Let's go. Paul Gallant, Chris Partee.
Hey.
We're here for John, for Reggie until 2. It is a Friday. Got to get down on Friday. Football Friday.
It's a football Friday at that. You got to love that.
I love it.
Ah.
And I'm very excited for this big showdown between the Texans and Colts on Sunday. Texans, of course, riding the high of that 8-sack shutdown Josh Allen victory on Thursday. Extended week to get ready for a Colts team that looks a lot more mortal than they did to open up the year, where they were clearly the best team in the AFC.
Oh, yeah.
A banged up Daniel Jones. Jonathan Taylor, hey, he's good, but he didn't look so good last week against the Kansas City Chiefs, who, of course, just lost yesterday.
Wow, yeah.
They held him in check.
This has been one of those seasons, man. It's a strange season. Mm-hmm. The teams that were used to not being involved in anything by this time of the season, any conversations, they're involved. And teams like the Chiefs and Bills, who the last 5 to 7, 8 years have been at the top of the conference in the AFC, they're kind of like, not afterthoughts, but they are.
Ravens too, right.
Ravens 100%. As well, yeah, Ravens as well.
It is a wide open AFC, and this Colts team is limping right now, literally. Daniel Jones has a...
I like what you did there.
Fractured fibula. Now, last night, Chris, I was hanging out with my girlfriend, her dad, who is a doctor, and he was actually explaining, okay, this is how...
Oh, really?
This is not an injury that theoretically would...
So he's breaking it down.
But then I watched Daniel Jones in practice yesterday, and I have no confidence in him. And the Colts, I'll be honest off the top of my head, because I thought Anthony Richardson would be back by now from the orbital fracture that he suffered while warming up. Like, he hit himself in the face with an elastic band. All-time injury.
That dude is a whole nother issue.
He really is.
That dude's a whole nother issue.
It's a Mr. Magoo-ass injury. Like, how the hell does that happen? But I don't even know who the guy would be the alternative to Daniel Jones is.
So they got to roll
with him. And we'll see how this goes for Indianapolis. But, Chris, I'm really curious about C.J. Stroud finally back. I mean, it feels like it has been an entire season without C.J. Stroud. He goes down with a concussion against the Broncos. He does not play the next week where the Texans have the dramatic comeback win over the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Jaguars. He does not play Stroud against the Tennessee Titans. Davis Mills in there again.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Davis Mills did what he needed to
And he also did enough.
And reminded everybody he's the backup against the Bills.
He did enough. He did enough to not mess it up.
Right.
For the defense. Because the defense has been carrying this team.
The defense, and that's what it will do the rest of the year.
This is a... Now, Paul, let me ask you this real quick.
Hit me.
We'll get back to Stroud. Can a defense still win you a championship? Like, as the primary cog, usually it's the quarterback now. You got to have that elite quarterback to really be considered a contender and make that run. Or a great running back, couple great receivers. It's been a long time since we've seen a team led by defense to go win it all, like led by the defense.
That's a fair point, because last year the Eagles' defense was the most impressive unit in the Super Bowl. But yeah. Along the way, but it was Saquon Barkley against the Rams.
Exactly.
It was the offense that was doing things that... This is why a lot of Eagles fans are pissed off about the Eagles this year. Their offense is underachieving despite having a lot of recognizable names.
It's been very underwhelming.
Right.
Trust me, I got Saquon Barkley in fantasy football, and I'm very underwhelmed.
Can a defense win a Super Bowl for a team
Can it still lead the way?
I think it can.
You think, really?
But you have to hope it can if you're following this team and you want the Texans to go further than they've ever gone before. You're actually banking on that hope. Because to bring it back to C.J. Stroud, look, the last time we saw him out there against the San Francisco 49ers, a banged-up defense, 30 of 39, 318 yards, two touchdowns. He did throw an interception, but he did that in the game without Nico Collins.
Yeah.
Sunday against the Colts, he has Nico Collins, the guy that he opened up that game in 2023, that Saturday classic with a bomb down the middle of the field. Nico Collins is the Colts daddy in the same way that T.Y. Hilton with the Colts was the Texans daddy.
Man, hey, that's a name I haven't heard in a while. T.Y. Hilton.
I'm glad I haven't heard that name in a long time. That guy is a terrorist to the city of Houston.
Yeah.
Remember when he came in here and he was like talking trash to Jonathan Joseph? He had the clown mask on and then he actually backed up the trash talk. I mean, that guy would kill the Texans. Nico Collins kills the Colts. And I'm really curious as to what kind of game we're going to get out of C.J. Stroud. We haven't seen him in a month.
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to be rusty? Are you going to do what the offense is asking you to do, which is, and I know Sean's brought this up a lot of times, the death by a thousand cuts offense that he doesn't seem to be that thrilled about. When you have Nico Collins back, I think it is very tempting to chuck it. Especially if you've been gone for a month and you want to remind people, hey, listen, Davis Mills, that was cute and all, but I'm CJ Effenstroud.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Because you know that's got to be in the back of his mind. They can be great teammates. They could love each other. But if you're a competitor
in this league. It's competitive, man.
Yeah.
It's the NFL. Everybody's competing. Everybody wants to be the man. Mm-hmm. CJ's the man. You know he's thinking like, okay, that was fine.
Right.
You're not taking my job. I will be back. All right? And like you said, Davis Mills didn't do anything to make anyone think, okay, he's going to remain the starter. He had his shot as the starter a few years ago, and they drafted C.J. Stroud for this reason.
Right, exactly. So we've
been there, we've done that. C.J.'s the guy. I will be interested to see how they come out and how aggressive, like you're saying, how aggressive they'll be as far as C.J. pushing the ball down the field.
I do think it would be great to see a shot play first play of the game.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Do it. I'm
thinking it.
Get the Colts
put them on
uneasy.
The heels.
Exactly.
Get them on the heels.
Right away.
Early.
Yeah.
Let them know this is not going to be a cakewalk. We're not going to take it easy. Just come out there and just go at it.
And I think they know it's not going to be a cakewalk, the Colts. I think
well,
the
they
Colts,
should.
I mean, right now, I think they have done a lot with a little. And I'm sorry. And I think everyone in Houston should feel this way. Do you look at Daniel Jones
no.
with any fear at all?
Nobody,
I don't.
Does. And this is why I've been telling people all season, like, yeah, they have played well. I still do not believe in Daniel Jones. Because here's the thing. I've seen this from him before.
Yeah,
The year they made the playoffs with the Giants.
They actually made the playoffs.
And then he got paid, and then what? He went right back to what he was before. So I just don't buy it. Mm-hmm. I don't buy that he's turned the corner like we saw a Geno Smith do for a few years until he went to the Raiders.
Right. Listen, yeah, I think quarterbacks can figure it out.
They
different
can.
System. We saw Ryan Tannehill do it when he left the Dolphins for the Titans. Going further back, Rich Gannon when he was with the
exactly
Raiders.
Who I was thinking of. Yep.
Right. I mean, so we've seen this before.
It can happen.
But can you do it for a whole year? You know, it's one of the reasons with Seattle, I think Seattle's got everything except for the quarterback because I look at Sam Darnold.
Still not buying into Sam.
In the same way, right.
It's tough.
When Darnold has a bad game, it's a really bad game. It's like four interceptions.
Yeah.
With Daniel Jones, when he has a bad game, he just looks like a game manager. He looks like somebody that's more comfortable running the football than he is throwing the ball.
Exactly.
And right now he's dealing with a broken fibula. So for Daniel Jones, low expectations. For C.J. Stroud on Sunday, I have needs. I need my needs to be met.
What are your needs, Paul?
What
are your needs?
I want it to look sexy.
Okay. Oh.
I want to chuck it deep.
So you want close to 300 yards at the least. Three touchdowns from CJ. Two to three touchdowns from CJ. You want one of those games from CJ in his first game back.
I will settle for less than 300 yards. I'll settle for less than 300 because yards ultimately are stupid. They don't matter.
Yeah, they don't really matter in the grand scheme.
If he's averaging like 9 to 10 yards of completion, which might be difficult to do in this offense, that's death by 1,000 cuts.
Yeah.
I'll be very, very pleased.
Okay.
But I really do not know what to expect out of him having missed a month. Especially in an offense that is still figuring itself out, has had multiple different offensive line assortments in front of either Davis Mills or Stroud.
Yeah.
Is this going to be something that takes a while to get going, which has really been the story of the Texans offense all season? I think there's definitely a good chance for that.
It's been the story of a Texans offense for two seasons, really.
I know, right?
Let's just be honest. Now, that guy, the old OC, he's out. Slowick, he's
old
gone.
Bobby.
So we don't have to worry about him anymore. But even this year, like you just said, it has been slow go sometimes, many times for this offense. Thank God that the defense is so great.
Yeah.
If not for this defense, they're probably 2-9 right now. Let's just be honest.
Daniel Jones should be concerned for his safety.
I was just going to ask you, do you think he finishes the game? I do not.
Ooh.
I don't think he finishes the game. Now, I'm not saying the Texans are going to go out and try to hurt him. I just don't think he's going to be able to finish the game.
It seems because
they are going to hit him.
They will.
They will get to him and they will hit him hard.
To their credit, did you see that clip of Danielle Hunter sacking Josh Allen where he has Josh Allen by the legs and he actually adjusted the way that he was sacking Josh Allen? It was an act of kindness. It truly was an act of kindness.
To not hurt him.
Yeah. It was like he went out of his way to make sure that he didn't die out there.
Now, that's when you know you're a beast.
Mm-hmm.
You can actively, in the midst of tackling a guy, look out for him.
Yeah, that's why he's paid the way he's paid. I mean, in a way, because of how intelligent he is.
Exactly.
He's strong. He's a really intelligent football guy.
I'm with you, Colin. Also, I will say this about Danielle Hunter. I don't care if this makes me sound like I lean a certain way. That man's biceps, good God. They're the most glorious biceps I've ever seen. I've actually wanted to, at some point, when I go out there, like to NRG Stadium, interviewing players, I've wanted to ask him, hey, buddy, what are you doing? How do I do this?
How do you do it?
How do I do this?
How do you get there?
I'm just going to ask him the frank question. Listen, Danielle, I'm not accusing you of taking any, but... Do you know a guy?
Off
the record, of course.
As someone who's very insecure about his Irish spindly arms my ancestors used to steal potatoes through grates back in the day, I really wish that I could have Danielle Hunter's biceps the last year.
Oh, man.
He is Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. We got Colin hanging out behind the glass. It is In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.